Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Angie Does Stuff podcast, a chattier, less visually appealing version of the Angie Does Stuff YouTube channel. If you're new here, thank you so much for joining me. And if you're a returning subscriber, thank you for coming back. I'd like to make an official statement that I know it's been way over a week since my last upload. It's not that I haven't been creating or working, but I promised myself a long time ago that I wasn't going to put out any content, be it a video, pod, or blog, that I wasn't happy with. I refuse to shortchange anybody who chooses to support me, and sometimes that means skipping or modifying what I post. And if I can't give it 100%, it's just not going to happen. My life is going through a series of many changes, and I'm not always in a position to create stellar content across all platforms, assuming I do that at any point anyway, but you get what I mean. So if I'm absent here and there over the next few months, that's why. I'm hoping it won't happen from here on out, but you know, life isn't easy. So let's get started. Tonight, I wanted to talk about being a quitter. But not the quitting to win kind of stuff, like quitting smoking or quitting a terrible relationship. I'm talking about quitting the things you just can't keep doing. When do you know how to give up on something, be it a job, a hobby, a person, or just something you used to enjoy doing? How do you give up and also avoid the guilt? We'll talk about it. Before we get started, I want to mention that if you're listening to this on Anchor FM, you can actually leave me a message if there's anything you'd like to comment on. If you have any questions, comments, or whatever, you can shoot that my way in a message form off the Anchor site. Of course, you can also find me on my website, www.angiedoesstuff.com, and use the contact form. But before we get into the content, here's a word from our sponsor. So let's get into it. I've been faced with some hard situations lately, and it's made me re-examine my life, my usage of time, the effort I put into certain things or people, and whether it's worth it to continue doing those things. I volunteer for a few different causes in different capacities. In one situation, there's something I used to do that made me very happy. Nothing in specific happened, but I realize now that the people I interact with during that time really aren't as genuine as I once thought. It doesn't bring me joy anymore. In fact, I get this odd feeling of dread instead. It's a worthwhile cause, and I do good things through the activity, but I feel awful due to those around me during the process. I've been tossing around the idea of quitting more than once. My position in the organization isn't something that'll be hard to fill, but maybe they can find someone who fits in better with the entire team because I really don't feel like I do anymore. At the same time, I want to continue doing it because it is a fulfilling mission and I love those whom I serve. At what point do I make that leap and quit? I'm not sure of the answer yet. So I consulted some internet self-proclaimed experts to see what they had to say about it. The general consensus was that if the passion is gone, it's time to give up. That's definitely happened. Whether it was due to the others I worked with or something else, I can't really say. I just didn't get excited. I was dreading it the last few times. I should have listened to my gut a long time ago, right? I was stuck on others' expectations, though, which is another thing these experts mentioned. I'm loyal to a fault until I have no reason to be anymore, and I take my responsibility and my word very seriously. I'd committed to this organization, and I felt that meant something. Even though I'm replaceable, I felt like I owed them something because I said I'd be in it for the long haul. And I was. I guess it depends on what your definition of long haul is. Well over a decade and a half, I think, constitutes long haul. The point here is that your happiness trumps someone else's when you've more than fulfilled your obligations. People might be disappointed, but they'll get over it. Just because you believe people will think a certain thing or feel a certain way if you bow out doesn't mean that you're stuck in a situation. Another point that was made was one related to how much stress that particular thing is causing you. Are you having to basically triage things because you've spread yourself too thin with obligations, responsibilities, or interests? If so, that's a good indicator that something's got to go, and the thing that makes your stomach feel like it's full of lead, probably that one. I already talked about dreading that one event, but I've also found myself in over my head trying to diversify and maximize my impact with my YouTube channel. Between all the social media accounts, of which I have two of each, my personal one and the one associated with my channel, trying to keep up with creating quality content for the channel, trying to make my finds available to people through Etsy, trying to start and maintain a podcast by myself and co-host another podcast, as well as just maintaining my home and trying to do self-care and take care of my dogs, I wasn't getting it all done. And every single thing suffered. It's hard enough building a YouTube channel and giving people content they want to see, but you add in the social media posts and associated interactions, writing podcast scripts, trying to secure guests, trying to build my channel's companion podcast, and still not even sure what direction I should be going in. It's just too much. And I heard other people say you can't do it all from the beginning. Pick one thing and build it up slowly and then add in the others as you go. But I didn't listen. Why would I? I'm trying to build something great here. Might as well settle into a routine now, right? No, it doesn't work that way. We'll come back to the main story after a brief break. I feel like it's time for our fun fossil fact of the show. We now have a good idea of when that big asteroid hit 66 million years ago, all by looking at specific fossils. By carefully studying paddlefish and sturgeon fossils, scientists were able to find clues in the bone growth, gills, and stomachs, indicating that the asteroid that killed off over 75% of Earth's species arrived to our planet during the springtime. Bone growth in these fish were preserved in a way that is kind of like tree growth rings. The gills contained impact debris, but none was found in the digestive tracts, hinting at an almost immediate death, since both types of fish are filter feeders. They also analyzed carbon isotopes in the zooplankton found in the fish and were able to deduce that it had not yet reached peak season of the summer. All of the information we're learning about how species died or survived during and after the impact is potentially useful for us as climate change continues to advance. Now, back to the story. And we're back. So it's hard to swim in rough waters, and it's harder to tread water when you're exhausted. And you can imagine how hard it must be to tread water when you're exhausted and you've got concrete blocks hanging from your ankles. You're gonna drown. And that's what the last few months has felt like, trying to keep up with all the content. Obviously, this podcast has suffered. If you watch my channel, you know that I've been hit with a whole string of struggles almost back to back since the middle of last year. It took a toll on my content, even though I tried to not let it affect me at all. It's hard to believe, but yes, I am human and not one of the super variety, so things do affect me, like it or not. For a while, I've been considering whether or not I should just quit YouTube altogether. I'm not seeing the kind of growth I would like, and I'm not sure why. I don't get much feedback, and my analytics don't really tell the story either. But I really enjoy creating and editing content, so I've kept doing it. And that calls back to what we discussed earlier about, is the passion still there? And since I still had the passion, I wasn't going to give up on it yet, because I really just love doing it, so I've kept doing it. I live far from everyone I care about, so keeping my social media presence active has been more important to me to keep that two-way contact going. My other podcast gig is on hiatus right now for reasons I don't really want to discuss at the moment, but we continued working on it. As a result, this podcast was the thing that I ended up putting on the back burner for way too long. Now, let me tell you, the guilt from not getting it all done, and not just the podcast, but all of it, was killing me. At one point, I was lying in bed whining to myself about how aimless the podcast is and going over the reasons for why I didn't pursue my initial concept. And let me tell you, that's a wild story, and I don't know if I should ever even get into that for fear of making enemies out of friends. But that's when it hit me. Just restart. You can't develop into something if you're not actively doing that something. Every big podcaster will tell you their early shows were awful and there are growing pains. I just have to work through it. Can't do that if the mic's turned off. So here we are. We'll be right back with more in just a few moments. Each episode, I want to give a shout out to a fellow creator that I really enjoy and tell y'all about them so you can connect with their content as well. I call this segment the Creator Spotlight. Super creative, I know. Tonight, I want to give some attention to Exo McKenna on YouTube and Instagram. McKenna is a fellow Texan, and she's in the middle of completely redoing a 110-year-old farmhouse in the Texas Hill Country. And let me tell you, she's doing one hell of a job. This woman does it all. She found the house, then designed the renovations and additions, began sourcing one-of-a-kind period pieces to use in it, demoed almost all of it herself. Her dad and her boyfriend did help as well, and her mom's there all the time helping. But she salvaged absolutely every window and door and bit of wood and paneling from the house to reuse in it. This has been a year-long project so far, and they just got the interior drywalled. You have got to go check out McKenna's channel. That's XOMACENNA on YouTube and Instagram. And we're back. I guess this brings us to the what you can do about it segment. Since we've already covered the how do you know when to quit part, let's talk about how to get back that motivation to keep going if you still have the passion. The first thing is to find the why. And this is important, so listen. During the Korean War, doctors coined the term give-up-itis for the apathy and loss of hope that follows trauma. I want you to think about everything we've been through as a society over the last couple of years and some of the things that are transpiring right now. It all qualifies. The most important thing to do in the immediate here and now is find a reason to keep going. If nothing else, it gives you something else to focus on besides all the bad. Next, make some goals. And it doesn't really matter what they are, so long as it's something attainable and you can devise a plan of steps to take in order to reach them. Big and small goals will help you see progress and feel success, so celebrate the tiny victories as you work towards the bigger ones. And as much as I hate to say it, you need to do something to exercise every single day. And I don't mean full workout unless you want to or that's something that you already do. I realize there are people of all abilities and limitations out there, so if you can walk a mile, great, do it. But if you can't, maybe just using a couple of cans of soup as weights for a few upper arm exercises will get you in a better place. And here's a little bonus tip from me. If you live in a city that's got one, Five Below has a wide variety of hand weights at fantastic prices. I think the most helpful thing is to quit making comparisons of yourself to others. I get the urge to gauge your progress or see how you're performing in certain areas or whatever the case may be, but stop it. If your boss does it, that's one thing, but you don't have to subject yourself to more of it in your head. When I was teaching, we were constantly compared against each other, ranked in Excel spreadsheets, broken down sometimes as far as to individual assignments. It was stressful. I mean, it's good to know in general terms for sure, but at some point, too much is too much. If you're not forced into those situations, don't create them for yourself. And the thing that probably earns the most success is to make a schedule and actually follow it. Modify it if it isn't working for you after a while, but don't abandon it altogether. If you don't have anybody to hold you accountable for your time allocation, you've got to find a way to do it yourself. Write it down and stick with it. Don't make that to-do list too long either, or you will never be able to accomplish it all, and then that will make you feel even worse about yourself. And we have reached that time. Hopefully, y'all were able to get something out of today's show. I learned a bit about myself, about quitting, about motivation, and I learned some strategies for success just by writing this script. So I hope it did you some good as well. You can find links to all my social media accounts and more on my website at www.angiedoesstuff.com. And I recently opened up my commerce section where I'm selling petrified wood and other things from my videos, as well as housewares and clothing and items I'm no longer using but would be great for another person. So check that out if you want. And y'all, that's all I've got for you today. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed today's show. Please join me back here next week, hopefully, when I talk about more stuff. Bye.